Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage all artists, singers, poets, spoken word artists, hip-hop artists, and metaphorical intimate visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to tell you guys, thank you for supporting the Lyrical Cypher. We cannot do this without you. First and foremost, I want to thank God just for making all this possible. Hope you guys have had a great night and a great day at work, and you're just unwinding right now. I know that I have had a busy day today, but I am here and ready to flow with you guys, and we're going to do what we need to do. I do want to give a big shout-out to Georgia Me, Chamber 7, Low for God, all of the artists, everybody was off the chain. L. Will in the building, got to just give a big shout out for that. Truth, Alicia Crash, Inkstress, Chef Kales in the building, Miss Kelly, Kelly Hammonds, Kelly Albritton. We just appreciate you guys doing what you do and doing what you do best. We do appreciate everything you did. We had a wonderful night last night, and I cannot complain at all. I mean, on Saturday night. To me, y'all, please bear with me. I'm not feeling too well tonight, but I am here and ready to flow with you guys for as long as I can. I am going to slide in and do our very first round of Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy. He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage. Replaying images of thoughts, emotions. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each assembly she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless. Like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more, infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire, shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals,
his cerebellum climax, reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy, gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her, internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry.
I'm trying to make it on my own in this big world. I got big plans, I'm chasing big dreams. And when I make it, I'm gonna be doing big things. I'm talking about the money and the nice cars. I'm the star shooter, I'm shooting for them stars. I'm a dream chaser, so that means I'm going far. And every day is so good, do it again tomorrow. And do it again the next day, it's the good life. And be thankful that I moved from the hood life. And never lived that, woulda, coulda, sure life. And never have anybody tell me what I would like. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say to you. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say to you.
Sometimes I wish the word gossip was never made, and the first diss track was never played. Everybody wanna live in the devil days, and the way they act, I can tell that they never pray. Come on, man, I'm just trying to spread the love and send the good message like the man up above. You say you don't care and just hit me with a shrug, but you wonder why your dreams get squashed like bugs. The bigger person is the role that I play here. When I talk to you, I just want you to lend your ear. Life with no regrets, but plenty of fears. Tell me, is this how you act? If I really disappeared, they got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you'd rather go around just running your mouth. I'ma prove you wrong couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say to you. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say to you.
Yo, I got a good philosophy on life. Everything will be great, we can just do it twice. But you only get one chance, better do it right. If it's your time to go, I won't see you tonight. The man upstairs has it planned out for you. I live a good life until it calls for you. Cherish every moment with the ones that adore you, and even with the little ones that try to annoy you. Life is too short to be worried about others. God said that we're all sisters and brothers, but some don't listen, not even to the mother. Life slipping through your hands like a hot stick of butter. They got so much to say right now. I say I'm the illest, but you don't see how. But you rather go around just running your mouth, and we'll prove you wrong a couple months from now.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say. Yeah. I'm a young man making your head just look funny. I'm trying to move my family, so I gotta get this money.
Wait,
I see your faces, man, you looking like a dummy. You already know Santana next coming. I'm coming for the challenge, man, so don't start running. I'm riding dirt bikes, got the police looking 40. You know I hit the gas and saying, break it one night. He's too fast, he probably can't last.
Like little cuss that we here to make money.
Money.
We all playing the game, trying to get these freaking honeys.
Honey.
Rich gang and Santana, about to count these hundreds, like Little Wayne and Young Money. Just a Jones Summit thing, we don't play no games. I don't care what no one has to say. We here about to get these checks on, check a check unless they got a comma in it. I don't take it, man, huh? So don't play with my money.
Money.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I know I enjoyed the first round. That last artist was Santana. He is only 10 years old, and that little dude is phenomenal. He's actually my little cousin, and he rapped at the anniversary show if anybody didn't get a chance to hear him. But I just appreciate all the kids aren't gone, and a lot of people think all the kids are gone to violence and different things and the different things that they hear. But he wrote about positive things. He's trying to make it, you know, and you know, he tripped me up talking about his dirt bike, but, you know, kids like what they like, and they talk about what they talk about. So I do appreciate Santana, you know, which is the Dottie, for making it happen. And anybody who wants to play a track, who wants a track played on Lyrical Cypher, please send it to lyricalcypherradio@gmail.com, and we can make that happen for you. We'll love to have you up here. We just encourage you guys to keep it clean, keep it positive. Just send us a radio version so we can support you. I got a lot of people on line tonight. I just like to speak to you. I can take you off mute. Just let everybody know. I can actually take it off mute. Just speak to you. I might call out the first three digits of your area code just to speak to you. If you want to spit something, please feel free. If you have something going on in the community, please let us know so we can support you as well. Again, this is China with the Lyrical Cypher. And I'm going to rock out with Truth. What's up, Truth? Can you hear me, Truth?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. How are you enjoying the show?
It's great. I'm really enjoying it.
That's what's up. We got a new flavor. We're just switching up, doing our own thing.
Yeah, I like that. Tell them 1 month you don't start no show.
Indeed, show must go on.
Yeah, must go on.
All right. How'd you like your anniversary show? Let me ask that right quick.
Man, it was. I don't even have the words. It was like I'm still thinking about it right now, and I had to leave early because I had, you know, had some emergencies out of town. So, And but I was like, oh man, you know. But it was wonderful. Like I was so happy to see everybody. You know, I had missed the previous show because of my car wreck, and there was a lot of love in the room. I felt the love, and I could tell that a lot of people that missed me, and that really made me feel like, wow, you know, I am making an impact because, you know, they show it back, you know. So I really enjoyed the show. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
We enjoyed you. We missed you most definitely. I wanted everybody to see you do your thing. And, you know, we've been through a lot in your entire life. And to me, it's just like that example of showing that you are purposed to do this. You are destined for this.
Right. You know, and I feel that, you know. I really feel that. And, you know, my friend told me, she was like, you were so aggressive. She said, you're so aggressive on the mic. I was like, that's what they want. You know what I'm saying?
You trip me out when you roar.
No, yeah, that's hey, King of the Jungle, you know? I mean, that's that lion coming out of me.
That's,
you know,
right.
That's beast,
I know you got,
you know, that's the beast crying, so, you know, that's me.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I know you got something special for us.
Yeah, I can see. I'm going to see.
All right, let's get it.
All right, here we go. You see, today I'm professing a great man's lesson. Understand, but I'm not dead, not going to die no time soon because, you know, truth's no lie, and I'm feeling philosophical because my life is great and I can see sometimes with my blind eyes, even though they're dim, it still states my individuality. Today I'm feeling myself. See, I'm mesmerized to be baptized, and yesterday I was deputized. This is a greater lesson, professional, great things for this is not a fool's lesson. Truth be told, see, I'm no liar. Continue to climb higher with Jesus, the great man, my Messiah. You see, I walk upon great clouds and understand that my head can always be lifted high because I have nothing to be ashamed of. I have no reason to sit down, lie, cry, and die for some dumb entity, for some dumb thing in vain, but continue to love myself because I'd never be insane, but this man, mine's the same. You see, I can think about the great things that I missed yesterday, but the yesteryears, today is my best day. We can call it Dre Day. You understand where I'm coming from every day because I'm loving myself. I understand now what things not to take for granted. Those things I can just dismiss and continue to learn my greatest lesson. You see, like I said, truth no lie, and I'll tell you the truth because that's what I do, who I am, and that's what I stand for, and that's what I walk upon because I have to hear the roar in the midst of the jungle, my rivers, my mountains, my valleys. You see, I'm fearing no evil, continue to walk among and against great things, you see, because I'm smiling. Thus I wild and with my great ways and my stature, see, even though I'm short and build, I'm still strong and might. See, my voice roars through great mystical mountains, and see, it's like shaking great valleys before the flood can come back through. Understand that I'm sitting to mesmerize the great things and letting your mind flow. Understand my poetry will always be here because it's poetry. So continue to understand that this lesson, see, this is truth, not his last sermon, but all things will be better and best for me and those within the land that I profess, that I walk upon. See, I continue to walk this place, this mile, this journey, continue to see greater paths at the end, continue to walk to see what the end's going to be. So understand, this has been your man, the truth. Listen to me roar. Rah!
You better go, boy.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
You're spitting that knowledge.
Yeah, that's all I
everybody,
know.
That's right. You got to.
Yeah.
Each one teach one.
That's how I survive.
That's right. Well, I'm proud of you. Just keep doing what you do and don't stop all right. Ever.
All right. I won't. Thank you.
That's what's up. Everybody, that was Truth. Y'all can find him on Facebook, DeAndre Heath Truth. Check him out. His last name is Heath, and we call him Truth. All right, for anybody who wants to chat with me, you can chat with me on the flash chat. If you're online or you just want to get online with the Lyrical Cypher radio show, we can chat and talk while we're doing this as well. So, you know, send your comments. Let us know what you're feeling. You know, if you're liking the show, enjoying it, just let me know. So we can chat in the process. All right, I got JD on the line. What's up, JD?
Yo, what's up, Tiana? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well tonight. Shout out to the Boom Boom Home.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up, the Boom Boom Room. Boom Boom Room, I think, is in the building.
Mm.
We appreciate you putting the word out there.
Well, you know, I do what I can for you.
We appreciate it. We appreciate all the support we can get. You got something special for us tonight?
Well, I'm not really prepared, but I try something.
That's up. Never know who need to hear it.
Yeah. I'm not too much of a lyricist, but more of a messenger. From growing up in school, from a poet by the name of Robert Frost, two roads, the virgin, the yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. I chose more so of a road of slick talk, jazzy walk, and a pocket full of money. But just because I chose that path doesn't mean that I wasn't on my knees every night begging for forgiveness, because I knew this road soon wouldn't last. So the moral of the story is, don't let anyone tell you that you shouldn't have done this or shouldn't have done that, because at the end of the day, everybody has been through something and has a story in which they can reach out and tell somebody else.
That's right. And I hope somebody who, I mean, heard that tonight, I know it touched me too. I mean, because we all go through something in life, and some people give up, and there's no need to give up. Keep right on going. We appreciate you, JD, and the Boom Boom Room in the building. I hope you guys continue to listen. All right, everybody, that was JD. All right, I got 910 on the line. What's up, what's up? This is Chyna. What's up? 910 on the line, first digit 5. Just want to speak. Say hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi, this is Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
How are you doing?
Well,
appreciate
tonight,
you calling in.
I do have a poem called I Am that I would like to sing.
All right, let's get it.
I am. Knowledge is the power that opens the mind to the world. When discovered by oneself, the mind elevates like the rotation of the world. Have you ever thought that your life can turn 360 degrees from to be or not to be to I am who I say I am? If I wasn't who I say I am, why would I say I am? Knowledge is a justified true belief placed in a good book from the Holy Spirit. It is the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit for us to read. Knowledge can be visible or invisible. It is a metaphor to the studious mental food that feeds the soul. I am.
Is this Chyna McCoy?
I'm sorry.
I like that. I am. That's hot. I said, is Tanya McLaurin?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
This is Tanya Pace.
Tanya Pace. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. Everybody, check out Tanya Pace. Most definitely, I love that poem with I Am. I got a 980 on the line. What's up?
Yeah,
what's
this
up,
is
China?
Hey, how you doing, Chyna? This is L. Ray up in Charlotte.
He said, okay.
My partner, he told me to call in and check him out, so, you know, I'm on the line.
Okay. Well, he said it was JD?
Yeah, my partner, JD.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, appreciate you.
I call him Lowry.
Okay. Uh-oh. See, I'm glad you put it out there. He said Lowry, like Mike Lowry.
yeah.
Oh, my God. That's what's up. Are you enjoying the show so far?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. We appreciate you most definitely. All right. Just want to give a shout-out to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I got a 919 on the line. 919, first digit 4. What's up? What's up?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Well, that's good. I'm not very lyrical, but a friend of mine and I, she wrote the book, I think she called in last week, and I got a copy of her book, and I can't seem to put it down. And
wow.
It's quite interesting. It's called The Four Faces of God.
Okay.
And it talks about the Bible prophecy, dealing with things that's going on in the world right now. And if we as a people, and I love your show, by the way.
Thank
you. If people look on the past 15 to 20 years and what the people in power have been doing, they have been trying to block people like yourself and many other people from being on the regular airways. Years ago, you used to have a lot of talk radio stations, AM, FM, and all that kind of stuff. Shaw University, WSMY, all these different stations. And all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like you got to pay to listen to certain things. So that way, by doing that, it's been blocking a lot of free communication throughout the nation. And it's been done purposely to fool the people into the ultimate agenda, and that is to crush us. But if we don't wake up and find a way to fight back, like what you all are doing in your show, is bringing positiveness to the youth and let their voices be heard, we, especially as blacks, and will be crushed in this satanic system that's out there. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And a lot of our youth, and as you can see, they've been killed with police, gun violence in the communities and stuff, and we don't own any gun shops. So Satan is really out here trying to destroy the black race. And the Four Faces of God basically talks about the United States and what its role is into this New World Order kind of thing. And if we don't wake up and pull together like what your show is doing, pulling positiveness and trying to connect back with God through spirituality, we are going to be doomed as a nation. We're going to be doomed as a nation.
Right.
And so this book basically talks about how we can be saved from all of this stuff that's getting ready to take place. There's a lot of misinformation out there right now that the media, the Hollywood and all of that is trying to portray and trick people to think that when this great things come, it's going to be like, well, those who die are going to go to heaven. No, that's not how it works. That's not true. Those who are going to be left behind, just like in Noah's time when the great flood happened, those are the ones that has been chosen by God. You understand?
Right.
Those who are going to die and be ascended, okay, they're going to be judged. So those 400-some thousand people that's going to be left, or how many it's going to be, those are the ones that's going to be carrying on God's word. In other words, it's going to be rebuilding this world of ours.
That's right.
And so that's why they're corrupting so many people. With all of this stuff that's going on in politics and, you know, stealing people's 401K and treating us like we're not human. That's what they're trying to do. And people are not woke to the fact. They're not paying attention. So that's what this book is talking about, The Four Faces of God, by Pastor Vevelet Poole, BibleVisionMinistries.org.
Right.
And her donation is $15, and she'll send the book to the person. And I've been reading it and telling my friends about it, and if we don't open our eyes up to what's going on, we're not going to survive it.
Right.
And I appreciate your show, and Jimmy, you reminded
you.
Me because I was busy today. He reminded me that it was coming on tonight. I said, oh, man, I forgot all about that. She did it on Tuesday.
Oh, yes, I'm going to do it every Tuesday night. And one thing I do want to say while I have you on the line and for everybody that's listening, I just put a post up here about doors are opening, and I said that I am evolving. God is doing exactly what was told to me about 6 years ago, that what I'm doing and who I am will blow in the wind. And I just want to let you guys know we're already streaming live online, and we've been streaming online for – it'll be 3 years in November. But we're going to be streaming online everywhere. I mean in your car, not just here. So it's growing. And with you guys are helping it grow. The more people are talking about it, because I want a positive place for people to be able to express their God-given talents. And your God-given talents doesn't have to be lyrical. It doesn't have to be poetry. It's you, because everybody has a gift. And I love the fact that you said something about that, because that's the whole point of Illusions. It wasn't just for the people who get on stage. And that's the same way I feel about Lyrical Cypher. Everything I do, it's not about the people who have who are artists. It's for everybody, because everybody has a gift, and I think I feel that we all fit like a puzzle, and we're all meant to help one another. But I don't want to get caught up, and a lot of people call me, say I'm boring on Facebook, stuff like this or whatever, but I'm not caught up in social media. I'm more of I'm a tortoise when it comes to business. I'm a tortoise when it comes to life. I move very, very slow, because I move in prayer, but a lot of people I don't want to be caught up with the Joneses. I don't want to be caught up with what's validated by man. My validation comes from God. And I try to teach that with my motivational speaking, life coach, as a substance abuse counselor, and a spoken word artist. I try to teach you to be the best you, not who somebody else tries to tell you you're supposed to be, whether it's family, friend, or foe.
Right.
But a lot of people spend more time doing that, and they can't tap into what God has for them.
Right.
Because we're so focused on trying to be what everybody else said we ought to be. And, that's just my thoughts on it, you know, but I do appreciate you. You know, please continue to call in. What's your name again?
My name is Willie Bottoms.
Okay, are we friends on Facebook?
Jimmy and I are, I think. I have your page, yes.
Okay, is it Bottoms? Is it Willie S. Bottoms?
Yes, yeah, correct,
All right, look, I'm a researcher, so I already found you and I already added you as my friend.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, and thank you. Please continue to listen to the show.
All right, everybody. Definitely.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, everybody, we have to stay connected. I do appreciate all of you. I went down the list for everybody who's listening. Also, for anybody on chat, please get on the chat and chat with me, you know, if y'all want to. We do appreciate you guys. You guys are kind of waking me up a little bit. I will let you know I had an allergic reaction. Pray for me. Something bit me, and I took some Benadryl, and I promise you, it's trying to kick in, but I'm still here. I'm still flowing. I'm not going to stop. One monkey don't stop my show. I'm going to push through this thing, and we're going to have a good time tonight. All right. So, Mr. Willie just got me just thinking right now, and I want to slide this track in, and I want to break it down before I slide the track in. A friend of mine, DJ Damo, I'm going to be playing a lot of DJ tracks as well, so I'm paying homage to DJs as well. So for any DJs that want to send me their tracks, please, as long as they're clean and positive, we're going to play your tracks as well, because they deserve to be heard. It's a lot of people deserve to be heard, and everybody deserves to be heard. In some form or fashion, we all do. But this track that he did is called Prepared by Jill Scott, and he did a little mix with it. But if you guys just really, I'm a lyricist. That's why I named the show The Lyrical Cypher. For anybody that doesn't know, I'll just break it down for you. I consider myself a lyricist. I love what you're saying. I love the word. And when I say the word, I mean the Bible, the word in all aspects, not everything, not just the Bible, spoken word, music. It's all the same. And when she's saying be prepared, just check out that thing, because be prepared for who you are, you know, and be prepared for what you are destined to do, and be prepared to make some changes. Enough about me. This is Jill Scott. Prepare a remix.
To see where my head has been, and I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend. And I've been eating more cream, get my body out the line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting off and letting some old ideas go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey. Yeah. I just wanna be free. Get myself ready for what's coming for me. Yeah, yeah. I am. I just wanna be free.
Of someone that took a life away. I can't imagine the feeling, not even from a mother, especially to find out the killers were brothers. or cousin, significant others, even lovers. I'm just saying they all know each other. And all of these stories have one common denominator. Mr. Pistol, somehow you are the dominator. I nominate your termination, but there's no election. For some reason, people think they need you for protection from the gangs or the city that you reppin'. With my Bible in my hands, I got the real weapon. You see, the one I got will save lives, but your purpose in life is to take mine. Your small bullets hit harder than the missile. People crying, but they used to the sound like a whistle. Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying? Mr. Pistol, shots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol? Dear Mr. Pistol, as I sit and read the Free Press, I shake my head and my mind runs like recess. The image of a cemetery with the picture cropped, and the headline asking, when will it stop? So I'm asking right now, just give it to me straight, cause you affect the decision that the people make. Yeah, I know it sounds crazier than it seems, but with all this violence, and I believe anything for some closure, so we can move forward. Get the kids out the streets and in the schools more. Get the unemployed jobs so they can do more. With everybody occupied, what they need you for, no reason, not at all, you're deceased. To me, that's one step closer to peace. Graduation, promotion, people trying. We need more of this instead of people dying. Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol? Shots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol? Dear Mr. Pistol, now I hear about you every day. It's pointless, but I'ma write you still anyway. Another life was taken, so quickly erased. To make it worse, there was no emotion on the face. It's of the people, cause they're used to the death now. Shots like a whistle, used to the ref now. I made it out, but it's all because I left town. It's like soon as you stepped up, everybody stepped down. I'm stepping up to the plate, I'm trying to make a change. But every time that you speak, yes, it's mainly the resort. But I wish it didn't have to be. I want my kids to have a good life after me. A simple letter, but to me, this is a masterpiece. It's my mission to never stop until I capture peace. Then spread it to the world with no worries, cause there's too many deaths and not enough success stories. Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol? Shots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol? So, Mr. Pistol, Mr. Pistol, this is not the end of it. It's only the beginning, the beginning. Sincerely, ill will.
Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, I exhale. By no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguise yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A full warning was given, an empty apology I received, with a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs. Time was spent, so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents a domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon awakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I work much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of your Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, gained slaves. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the lyrical cipher. I'm actually going to open the lines of the truth one more time for you to do your thing. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
What's up? What you got for us? I know you got something special. So special.
Okay, here we go. This is a great man's words in motion. Understanding this is not a love potion, but something you can grab and grasp by your ears and intertwine with greatness. Understand that there's something better to be learned, a greater lesson, great words, profession. See, a professor and an ambassador for my Lord, I am. You see, I look towards him for help because I know that's where it comes from. See, not a mere man, but greatness continue to push me to be a professor. I love for all things and all mankind. I see, I'm understanding that there's a damper in our system. I see my loved ones and my family, my people are killing each other for senseless crimes and senseless things. See, I'm not understanding where you're coming from, where it is you need to go, and what you're missing in life. See, I continue to see the bigger picture. See, I continue to look towards the hills from it coming my help. You see, the Lord is where it comes from. Diligently, I continue to pray and ask for supplication and great things, and these things are meet for great things are mentioned. See, I know that I'm something better. I'm something great as a professor, something that I'm lying, no lesser. See, this is a lesson. The great things to be tested, these things are professional because these things are emotion. My poetry is floetry. And I always understand that I flow like many rivers, and see, I stand like structure, like something that can't be crumbled, can't be failed, and can't be tumbled down. Not a tumbleweed, but something that rolls upon greatness. You see, this is the road that I travel. I understand behind it, beside it, beyond it, there down this path, seek greater knowledge, greater things that I'm needing in my life. These are the things that I love because I love to be a professor of great things for the words that I understand that I'm speaking. See, my words are great motion. Once again, I've said this is not a love potion, but something you can understand and take and grasp and take heed to. Understand that this is less. The truth always continues to tell you the truth. No liar. See, I'm the man that continue to bring great rain and storms. See, this is not a test, but a lesson to be learned. See, you don't even understand it. It's not an index or a dictionary or a glossary, but just look between the great pages of your own mind and take your own understanding that you dare to be great. Your mind be understanding, steadfast, and unmovable. Let it always abide in the Lord. Let your strength come from it. Always see greatness. Let this path understand that this is the road you travel. This is words and mention. My poetry is flush. Great man's emotion, not a love potion. Truth. Wow.
Hear that? All right, everybody. It's true. It's true. You got us on speaker?
Yeah. You want to go off?
Yeah, because it's got an echo.
Got an echo? Okay.
Yeah. All right, everybody, that was true. I hope you guys enjoy. Any last positive thoughts you want to give before we shut it down?
Yes. Our people, black people, we need to do better because there's too many killings going on. You know, there's too much going on. Like, people need to live for their purpose, you know. I watched The Passion of Christ the other week. And when God took that walk with that cross, when they spit on him and they did all those things and he didn't say anything, that is how we are supposed to be. That was an example left for us as how we're supposed to carry our life. People talk bad, curse, and they threaten you. You walk on and you pray about it. And you look towards the Lord and continue with forgiveness. You know, let your heart be pure. You know, be what we're, see, our people need to be what we're, the kings and queens we're supposed to be. You see, God died for a purpose, and the purpose is not being lived out. But see, it's all in the prophecy, you know, prophetically speaking is what I like to do because, you know, like me, I'm a prophecy. You know, I just overcome a massive accident. You know, I learned, in 30 days, I learned how to talk, walk again. Got the fluid off my brain, you know. People wanted to know when I was going to wake up. And the doctor said it was up to me. They told him it's up to him when he wakes up. My friend told me, my girlfriend told me that, I don't remember any of this. She told me that I agreed to do the neck surgery, that I made the choice. And then that I kept saying something's going to go wrong. So when I come out of surgery, I had swelling on my brain. There was fluid on my brain. So they drilled a hole in my skull and my brain and stuck a tube in it. And so me not being afraid, me knowing who I am, and me knowing that I'm a good man, I know that the things that I do, I know that God has something for me. Because I had two serious accidents in less than 12 months. The last one, like, the cost me my life. And they said I recovered quicker than they've seen anybody recover from fluid on the brain, not being able to walk, not being able to talk, not being able to swim. So that's why I'm spiritual and I keep it clean and keep it positive, because God is my refuge. That is my life. And the people at my church said the reason why I prevailed was they pointed out the truth sign on the front of my truck. You know, and I thought about it. Symbolically, it was metaphorically correct what they were saying. Everybody needs to be good, get along, pray for one another, love your enemies, and continue to keep hope alive.
Shining down on me, I can hear the birds outside my windows chirping and singing songs and flying free. I turn my radio on and I hear my favorite song play. the music is moving something inside me, and I can only pray this mood won't change. Yeah, come with us and you'll see something that you've never seen before. How about if you take flight and reach my altitude? There'll be no need for the floor. Oh, I. Oh, I. Oh, I. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fasten your seatbelt, turn on your flight mode, 'cause we're going up, surfing the galaxies. I hope that my nose don't bleed, staring at stars while they smile at us. On my way to work, I see the same faces that pass me each and every day. The man them selling CDs to school kids, the moms and the beggars dress way better than me. Getting on with their lives, I doubt they even have time to sing a gigi or notice the beauty they miss, 'cause their duties exist far from this city. Oh, what a shame. Come with us and you'll see something that you've never seen before. There'll be no need for the floor. Oh, I. Oh, I. Oh, I. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fasten your seatbelt, turn on your flight mode, 'cause we're going up, surfing the galaxies. I hope that my nose don't bleed. Fasten your seatbelts, turn on your flight mode, 'cause we're going up, surfing the galaxies. I hope that my nose don't bleed, staring at stars while they smile at us.
Thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe. If you want more videos, click here. And for any more of Tiana.